You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Victor is a charity for children and young people with sight loss. As always, there's lots going on and lots to get involved with. Joining us now to tell us more is Tiffany Woods, Head of Activities and Strategic Programmes for Victor. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me once again.
Well, there are plenty of opportunities to get active with Victor still to come this year, from culture to pasta. We're talking about three different events today. Tiffany, take us through the first one at the Tate Modern.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Saturday, the 29th of November, Victor are headed to the Tate Modern in London for a creative activity day. For those of you that have heard of our Young Achievers Award, it's primarily aimed at those that are following that award scheme so they can earn their Create badge in a day. But equally, anybody that's not following the Young Achievers Award is welcome to apply and join as well. If you have a child that is following a primary school curriculum, they can kickstart their Young Achievers journey by earning that badge. Or alternatively, if you have an older child, they can also attend with their family as well. We are very fortunate to have a very unique opportunity at the Tate Modern this November with a handling experience with their mini museum, which is sort of replicas of what they have on display, a touch tour, and also sort of an afternoon filled with Picasso-inspired art activities. So yeah, fantastic opportunity that we have going on. Colleague in the activities team, Roxanne, will be leading the day and will be there to welcome families.
Fantastic. And is there a cost for this event?
There is, yeah. So this event costs £5 per person that's attending the day over the age of five. If you've got any families that are attending with children under five, they can attend for free.
And you mentioned it briefly there, Tiffany. If people are not familiar, tell us a bit about Victor's Young Achievers Award. What's it all about?
Yeah, so the Young Achievers Award is a scheme that primary school children following a primary curriculum can get involved with. It runs over the course, ideally over the course of the year, but can be started or stopped at any time during that year. And there are four badges to collect. So they are based on the themes of science, nature, community and creative activities. And Victor tend to run a family day in each of those themed quarters. And this is one for the Create Day. If anyone would like any more information about the Young Achievers Award, please do get in touch with us. It's completely free to access and it can be done virtually at home, as well as can be done with groups of professionals in settings such as schools and local organisations as well.
Now, the second event we're talking about has been designed for teens and parents, and it takes place at the Jamie Oliver Cookery School.
It does, yeah. So on the 6th of December, we are headed to London. And we have an opportunity for those aged between 14 and 17 and a parent to come along and learn some pasta skills. So we have a unique opportunity with the cookery school that they are putting on a session for us to deliver and learn how to make pasta, and particularly how to learn three different types of pasta. And this is making it from scratch, so sort of learning that important life skill. It's just a group of Victor participants, so it's a really lovely opportunity to learn that skill in a safe and supportive environment. Who doesn't love pasta as well? Just thought I'd add that in there. Just a fantastic opportunity to learn. As well as that, they get to make their own lunch with a sauce to accompany those pasta shapes that you'll be rolling, kneading and shaping. So lunch will sort of be included in that. And it's a great opportunity if anybody is coming into London to do any Christmas shopping, sort of first weekend of December, do come and join us for that morning. And we'll sort of fuel you up before you go and do some shopping.
And it's a fun event, but it's also got some great applications outside of the day as well, some really important life skills on offer, and you know, just confidence in the kitchen, really.
Absolutely, yeah. We understand that it can be maybe a bit scary for parents to let their teens into the kitchen where there's lots of sharp and hot things. So a great opportunity to learn that, and you can also an opportunity for the teens to maybe impress their parents as well and show them actually what they are capable of in the kitchen, and then they might regret joining after they're then offered to cook dinner for the rest of the year. So,
and the price for this workshop?
This one is £20, but that is for a parent and a child to attend. And it's worth saying that both people do get involved with the cookery, so there will be opportunity for tastings for parent and child.
And the final event takes place in Manchester, and I'm sure it'll be very popular. It's chocolate making.
Yeah, so this might be the one that flies. So 7th of December, we are heading to the Malmaison Hotel in Manchester to have again sort of a parent and child chocolate making experience, done with an organisation called My Chocolate, who have been delivering sessions for a number of years. As part of this session, children will and parents will be able to create their very own fudge bar and then chocolate bar to take home. Not just sort of plain fudge and chocolate, they're able to decorate them and make them unique to yourselves. Again, a fantastic opportunity if you are going into Manchester, do some Christmas shopping or visit the Christmas markets. Do come and join us for that morning to spend a morning chocolate making. Great opportunity to make some gifts for Christmas, or of course can just be kept all to yourself, and you don't have to share them at all.
There we go. That sounds perfect. Now, how much is it to book your place on that workshop?
Similar to the pasta, that's also £20 for a parent and a child to take place. And yeah, again, safe, supportive environment to have a bit of creative fun.
Well, we've covered a lot there. Where can we find out more information on all the events we've discussed, including closing dates, how to sign up, along with opportunities elsewhere from Victor?
Yeah, so all that information can be found on Victor's activity calendar. So go to our homepage, and there's a link just at the top to access that. Or of course, a quick Google Victor activity calendar will pop up for you.
Still lots to enjoy this year. Tiffany Woods, Head of Activities and Strategic Programs for Victor. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.